welcome to In the Moment. I'm Stephanie Rissler. High school tennis championships have wrapped up in South Dakota, with the Sioux Falls Lincoln boys team winning their sixth consecutive title. This weekend, state track is at Howard Wood. SDPB's Nate Weck has his finger on the pulse of high school athletics and joins me in the Vermilion studio with more. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Steph. How are you doing today?
Good. I never see you around. You're always so busy working and keeping everybody on top of what's going on. Let's talk state tennis. It was this past Saturday. Tell me about the competition.
Yeah, you know, tennis is always one of those events where it seems like every year at some point there's some sort of a delay because of weather. Oh. This year, as it got closer and closer, it became more clear that it's probably going to happen again, and it did. Thursday was a gorgeous day for tennis. I even got a little bit of some pretty good sun. And then Friday, they started indoors, moved outdoors, and then finished back indoors again. So it's a lot of moving around. And when you have three outdoor locations and that are separate from the three indoor locations, there's just a lot of jostling around that occurs. And anytime you have that kind of stuff happen, it does slow an event down a little bit. But if you stay outside in unfavorable weather conditions, you know, what would you rather have? A little bit slower schedule inside where there's a controlled climate, or rain, some crappy weather outside? And, I think they tried to make it, as compatible as they possibly can. And Thursday, knowing that there was going to be bad weather on Friday, they actually moved up the schedule a little bit and got a few more rounds done. Then that way on Friday, there wasn't quite as much action that they had to get in, which I think ultimately helped. And then Saturday, they started indoors, and then it got really nice and they moved it outdoors. So it finished outdoors where it belongs, and that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's nice to have that option to go in or out.
Yep.
As a baseball mom, it's always outside.
Yeah, there's not a lot of options.
Yeah,
with that.
Let's talk about Tom Kruger, Lincoln's head tennis coach for the boys. You had a conversation with him.
Yeah,
what was that like?
Yeah, I snagged him right when it got done, because like you had mentioned here in your intro, this is their sixth state championship for boys tennis in a row, which if you let that sink in a little bit, I think it even becomes a little bit more impressive,
mm-hmm.
Just because of how rare and how tough it is to win state titles today. I mean, talk to any coach, any program, they're going to tell you the same thing. So yeah, one of the questions I did want to ask him was, tell me about this streak. This streak is something that, six in a row, I mean, you don't just wake up and win six state titles in a row. What can you tell me about it? And he stated that his squad tries to only concentrate on the season that's at hand and what they can control. And, no matter what happened last year, no matter who's graduating this year, no matter what next year might look like, we're only going to concentrate on this season. So that was one thing that he had mentioned to me. And he also did give a little bit more about the motivation for his team. So here's what Tom Kruger had to say about that.
First of all, we don't talk about the streak. I mean, it's just another season. It's always a new group of kids. But they're motivated because they play so much during the off season. It's not what I do with them in the 2 months or with me. It's what they do in the 10 months or now with me. They play a lot of tournaments. I've had kids come up to me at the end of the season saying, now it starts for next year. They're just ready to go. So I don't have to motivate them at all.
Wow. Wow. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about this was their sixth win, but it's their 18th state title since the one-class system started in 1971. Did you talk about that at all?
I did. And, that's another one of those things. It's like, there's got to be more of a reason behind this. And talking with Tom Kruger, he was a little bit taken back, too. I don't know if he had necessarily done the math to realize that this was the 18th state title in program history for them. So he was a little bit taken back, and I said, why is Lincoln so successful? And he mentioned it's because of location, and he expanded on it here.
Yeah.
Part of it is our neighborhood. It seems like the McKinnon Park area has always been the heart of tennis in Sioux Falls, and luckily the McKinnon Park area is in the Lincoln District, so that's a large part of it, but it just breeds on itself. You get that tradition going, and people want to be a part of that, and so they come to Lincoln to play tennis, and we've been successful because of it.
Yeah, very good. I guess I had no idea that McKinnon Park played such a huge role in the success of players.
I grew up in Sioux Falls, so we would at times have different practices and things like that for whatever sport might be over in that McKinnon area, and it was always something that you would see was people playing on the tennis courts, and you could be anywhere from kids that were very small all the way up to older people. And you know, and once he said that, it really did make sense. And this is something, too, that I think is probably obvious to a lot of people. But, you know, people from around the state of South Dakota, it may not be as obvious to them that right. there is a neighborhood in Sioux Falls where tennis is a very big deal. And lucky for Sioux Falls Lincoln, those kids that grew up in that neighborhood filter right into that school district. So, yeah, it's one of those things where and it's, you know, in tennis, like any sport, you know, other programs in different schools, they have programs that they're known for. Well, and Lincoln's becoming known, you know, especially well with tennis, you know, so growing up in the Lincoln area, and you already know that what tennis is and what it's become because of the reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, think about a little kid right now growing up saying, oh, I want to be like, you know, Sam Dobbs of Sioux Falls Lincoln. That's who I want to be like. And they get passionate about it at a young age because they see the success and they want to be a part of that. So I think that, too, kind of fits in with what Kruger said, that, you know, the reputation, the history kind of breeds on itself a little bit.
Absolutely. Coach Kruger has created a wannabe program there, an absolute elite program there. Let's switch gears a little bit. State track is coming up this weekend. I'm told that the weather should be better than what it is right now.
Good deal.
Talk to us about where it's going to be and maybe what we can expect.
Yeah, so this year it's at Howard Wood Field in Sioux Falls. And the action, well, I shouldn't say it's in the main location is at Howard Wood Field in Sioux Falls, but the action gets going on Friday morning. And it's going to the Class B. Boys and girls are going to be at Howard Wood Field. You're going to have Class AA in Brandon and Class A down in T. So everybody's kind of spread out day one. There's quite a few field finals day one this year. As far as the running finals, I think there's only six for each class. There's not too many running finals. Everything else running is prelims and stuff like that. But when we get to day two, it all comes together at Howard Wood Field. And day two of state track, if you've never been to it before, it is really fun because every single thing that you see is a medaled race, you know, it's a final, and that's what makes it fun because you never know what's going to happen. If one player comes out of the woodwork, they come out of the woodwork, and they're going to reap the top success that they possibly can. So yeah, it's going to get started. Our television coverage for the event is actually only on day two at Howard Wood Field, so you can catch all of that. The broadcast will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. It'll be on SDPB2 TV. It'll also be streamed live as well on sdpb.org/track. And then the running events get started at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. And, yeah, and we'll just keep going until it's done. Like you said, weather's supposed to be nice, and that's always something that'll help keep that schedule on tabs and keep things going pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck to all the athletes. Bring your sunscreen if you're able to go and watch. I want to talk about Class B golf. It's been moved from Mitchell to Yankton due to some course conditions. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this was announced last week that the course conditions at the two courses that they had set up in Mitchell just weren't up to par, no pun intended. And so I think they kind of knew that the course conditions weren't improving, and they had started looking at other options. Luckily, couple courses in Yankton were available, and Yankton was able to accommodate that. So when it's the first Monday and Tuesday, I believe it's the 3rd and 4th of June, when the spring golf championships get going, it's all three girls classes and then Class B boys. So Class B girls and boys will both be taking place in Yankton. Class A girls will be in Aberdeen, and Class AA will be in Watertown. So,
okay. And that's coming up, correct?
Yep, that's coming up. That'll be the first Monday and Tuesday in June. So again, the 3rd and the 4th of June is when that. And that's the final South Dakota High School Activity Association Championship event of the year.
Wow.
So as soon as that one gets done, we take a break till the beginning of October, and then we kick it off with golf again. So, right. But the one thing that is a little bit interesting with this golf thing as well is the Executive Board of the Activities Association is going to send a request to their board of directors for next year, because next year the Class B golf championships in the spring were actually supposed to already be in Yankton. So next year the goal is to have those take place in Mitchell. So basically just switch around the years.
Okay.
So Mitchell, nobody's really getting gypped or getting the short end of the stick here. The idea is that next spring everything will be resolved and Mitchell will get the event since Yankton's hosting it this year.
Okay. And our team will be there. I saw part of our family loading up this morning the TV equipment to head out. Switching gears a little bit, Dakota Wesleyan University, they have a runner. The NAIA committee granted an appeal that she can compete, and I know this was something that they were hoping would happen. What can you tell us about this particular athlete?
Yeah, Camberlyn Lemur, she is you know, the reason I think it was such a big deal was because she is an athlete that has been receiving tons of national attention. The best way of putting it is that she's one of the top athletes in the state when it comes to the heptathlon event. During the outdoor season, she was the national leader in the heptathlon. So this is a very big deal. It was a very big deal when Dakota Wesleyan missed that deadline when the technology error, you know, whatever it was, right, where the window of opportunity was missed and she was not given the opportunity to compete. An appeal was filed. That first appeal fell through and they said, no, we're not gonna grant you in favor of with this appeal. So another appeal was done, and luckily this one came through, and it came through yesterday. And just to kind of put this into perspective, the event starts on Thursday. So you find out about it on Tuesday and it's time to pack your bags and you got to get ready to go because it starts and it's down in Gulf Shores in Alabama. So it's quite the trek, but yeah, I think a lot of people, just from the discussions that are online, I know Amy Novak, who is the president of Dakota Wesleyan, mm-hmm, she gave a statement yesterday, very excited for Camberlin. So yeah, I think that this is a good thing all the way around. And I know people in the area are definitely excited just because it's always good to see athletes who work so hard get the recognition they deserve and get the opportunities to compete at that top level.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, Nate, and I hope I'm saying this right, but she's a national leader in the heptathlon.
Yep.
What is that?
So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 heptathlon. Let's see. 6 is, 5 is, I'm not good with my... Yeah, I mean it's quite a few events that you have to come together and compete against. Six?
She's a multiple athlete.
Yeah, she's very skilled and she's really fun to watch if you ever get an opportunity to do so.
And it's 7 of them, just so you know.
7 of them. 7. Okay.
SDPB's Nate Wegg, thanks for coming in today and sharing all the information.
All right, thanks, Steph. Have a good one.